Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so glad that you chose to be with us on this evening. At this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we come to you. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, my God, as we kneel before you, Lord, with our hearts, we ask, God, that you will look upon us with compassion and stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, lay your hand upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will stop by for just a little while and bless us tonight. Lord, we are down here waiting on you, and we need a blessing, oh, God. We need you to strengthen us and to encourage us, Lord. We call on you tonight, Lord, because we need help, my Lord, and we need direction. We need you to lead us and to guide us. Lord, while we're down here, we don't know just what to do, But you know, God, we're depending on you and we're looking unto you. Lord God, we can't even make the right decision without acknowledging you. And we're coming to you right now, Lord, asking for instructions as to what you want us to do, my God. For we want to do your will, but we can't do it without you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to bless tonight on this broadcast everyone who has dialed in or called in. Lord, we ask right now that you will look upon them in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your presence, oh God, and let them feel a touch from you tonight. In the name of Jesus, cover us under your blood, Lord, and clean us up on the inside. Wash us, Lord, and purge us. Make us all over, my God, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us, oh Lord, and make us all over, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to take us by the hand, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, show us the way that you want us to go. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that somebody will hear your word tonight and accept you as their personal Savior, that somebody will make up their mind to be saved and to give their lives to you, Lord. We pray right now, God, for the backslider to come back home, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and restore the backslider tonight. Help them to return unto you. Help them to come back home and to do your will in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. We know you are able to do all things, and nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for you, oh God. We are praying right now, Lord, for the healing of those who are sick in their bodies. Touch them right now, Lord, while this prayer is being prayed. Move upon them, Lord, oh God, and lay your hand on their body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list, Lord. Remember them tonight in a special way, Lord Jesus. Remember the bereaved families, oh God. Please comfort them and be close to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask that you will have your way and let your will be done, oh God. Take control of this broadcast, Lord. Speak to us and minister unto us, Lord. Bless us tonight, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, for our leaders, asking you to remember them, Lord, and give them guidance, give them wisdom, give them knowledge concerning your will, oh, Lord, and teach them how to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, please be merciful. Have mercy, oh, God, on the sinner tonight. Lord, forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to remember those who are less fortunate, oh, God, who have no shelter and no food to eat, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, bless them tonight. Give them food and shelter, oh Lord. Yes. Save their souls, save their lives. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We believe you, my God, and we are taking you at your word. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done and have your eternal way. Lord, we ask that you will send your word tonight, that your word will have free course in the name of Jesus. Lord, please let your will be done in our lives. Take full charge. Take control, Lord Jesus, and help us to surrender unto you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to commit our way unto you, oh Lord Jesus. We can't do it without you, Lord. We ask you to help us tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you and we take you at your word. And we count it all done according to your holy will. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're so excited for you to be with us tonight on the show. We just want to let you know Pastor Sheila Hameen, she's the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. We are so glad, again, that you chose to spend your evening with us on today's well, tonight's show with me. We have Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is a member of Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 112th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 112th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish." Thank God for the reading of the word, the 112th number from the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. And again, we just want to thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. And also, if you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title 1, School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you may email us. Our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com, and that's the number 100. Our mailing address, if you'd like to send us postal mail, is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak to us during the broadcast, feel free to give us a call. If you'd like to testify, if you have a burning testimony or an encouraging word to speak, or if you're clergy and you'd like to give remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing or a scripture you'd like to share, or if you want to request prayer, please give us a call. Phone number is 978-990-5270, and our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567 7-4. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with an evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. Added to our prayer list is Tracy Curry. That's evangelist Martha Colbreth's cousin. And Daryl Mercado, who's in the hospital with serious brain injury. We want to continue to pray for Nahed Shada, for Percy, for Steve Fields, who is very ill in need of serious prayer. We want to pray for Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Maybell's father, for Evangelist Maybell's cousin, also the Parham family, Stephen Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them. Otherberry Johnson and the Bereed Johnson family, the Sprakes family, the Bereed Gatewood family, for Tanika Huff, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall and the Bereed Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Bereed Anderson family, the Bereed Dix family, Robin Manfay, who has cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Celeste Paul, Andrew Marshall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. And we thank God for the opening prayer and for the scripture that was read. And we are trying to remember all of those who are on our prayer list, because we know that God is a healer and that he is yet working miracles. And he can raise them that are sick. He can heal them. He can save the unsaved. God can do everything. Such a beautiful scripture that was read. God is merciful. And also,
yes,
if we live right and walk uprightly before the Lord and do that which is right and just be righteous, the Lord said wealth would be in thy house. And I believe God, I've taken that as word. His word will never fail. And I just thank God for this broadcast. I'm encouraged today. And we want to encourage you to look to the Lord, because God can do everything. That burden that you may be carrying, God is able to lift it. He's able to heal you. He's able to save. And I just want to give a witness of what God has done. He has raised,
yes,
and I was thinking on how the Lord moved so fast. I tell you, he moved so fast. And raised my dad up, brought him out of the hospital.
Glory to God.
And I tell you, we've been enjoying him, and we've been having a good time.
All right.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Man, he's blessed. He's blessed that the Lord brought him out of that hospital, and how that God healed him and raised him up. So God is still working miracles. You may have COVID, but God is still working miracles. He's still able to pick you up and turn you around.
Amen.
He's able to give you strength and encourage your soul. I just thank the Lord. Continue to look to the Lord. As the scriptures say, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Thank God for the word of God. Now, at this time, we want to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for blessing us to be here one more time, and I'm happy to just be in the presence of the Lord once again on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. I can feel his presence. And I do thank the Lord for the opening scripture, the prayer. Thank God for those beautiful words from Evangelist May. And I really was enjoying that and hoping that she would just go ahead on, because that was good. I'm happy to hear what God is doing. And I truly thank God. I'm rejoicing and I'm praising God, because God is a mighty God, and he will do wonders. Praise the Lord, and is doing wonders, and I'm so glad about it. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that introduction, and I thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show tonight. And I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening, and without prolonging the time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. Let's put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we ask that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us and minister unto our souls. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless us through your word. Not our will, but thy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Time, let's turn our attention to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, starting with St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Now, I just want to skip about throughout this chapter, if it be the Lord's will. I just want to go to a few verses and highlight those verses, expound on them, or whichever way the Lord leads. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 and 2, 7 and 8, 15 through 29. Verse 1, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Verse 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. Him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Verse 15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I thank God for these scriptures. And tonight the title of the message is The Authority of the Doctrine of Jesus Christ. And the theme, Hear Ye the Word of the Lord. Again, the title is The Authority of the Doctrine of Jesus Christ. And the theme is Hear Ye the Word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for these scriptures, and a lot of times people, they have a tendency to judge, or rather mistake what it means to judge someone or be judgmental, and it can happen to anyone. But Jesus is saying, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. So whatever you put out there, it's coming back to you again. It's going to come up somewhere down the line and meet you again. The way you have treated someone, that same treatment is going to come back to you. Praise the Lord. And so how you conduct yourself and the way that you treat your fellow man, beware that it's going to come back around to you. So however you want to be treated, that's the way you should treat someone else. Amen. Things that you want done to you, you ought to do those things to others. So the scripture lets us know that, praise the Lord, Jesus explained to the people who were listening there. He let them know that how they wanted to be treated, they had to treat others in the same way. So in other words, the 12th verse says, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So if you don't want it done to you, don't do it to someone else. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Going on further in this chapter, verse 7, Jesus says here, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. In seeking the Lord, we find the answers that we are seeking for. And we have to ask, because the Bible lets us know we have not because we asked not. And so Jesus is encouraging all of us to ask. And if we ask in faith, then it shall be given to us. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, it shall be open unto us. Therefore, there's no excuse for not knowing the will of God, for not knowing what God requires of us. People want to use excuses all the time for not doing something, especially when it comes down to doing the will of God. And if you don't ask the Lord what it is that he has for you to do, how do you expect
to know what to do according to his will. Hallelujah. And if you don't seek the Lord, you're not going to find. If you don't knock, you cannot expect anything to be open unto you. In this manner, if you go up to somebody's house and you expect for them to open a door, but you don't knock, they won't know you're out there unless, like today, they have the doorbell camera. They can see somebody on their porch.
Yeah.
But if you don't knock, don't expect them to open the door. Hallelujah. So when we go to the Lord, there are three things that we should bear in mind. Number one, we should ask. So this requires an action. Praise the Lord. In this action, we learn the mysteries of God. In this action, we can obtain the knowledge that God wants us to have concerning his will. And even the word of God, there are many things about the word of God that he will reveal to us if we would only ask, seek, and knock. Praise the Lord. And we move on a little further as Jesus continued to teach the multitude. Verse 15, he warned that we should be aware of prophets. And of course, he mentioned this in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, letting us know that the false prophets were going to rise and deceive many. And this is happening all around us because we don't ask, we don't seek, and we don't knock. A false prophet can rise up and deceive so many. And this is what's happening to many people. Praise the Lord. And Jesus explained that these false prophets will come to you in sheep's clothing. Inwardly, they are ravening wolves. For they might look like an angel of light. They may look like a godsend, might even sound like it. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. And if we don't be aware, if we're not watchful, the false prophets can deceive us. Praise the Lord. But thank God for the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. The word that he gave us, they carry a great authority and power. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory be to God. And therefore, the authority of the word of Jesus Christ, his doctrine, is where our salvation is sustained. Amen. If we follow the word of God, if we hear these words of the Lord, and we do what he said, he likens us to a wise man, hallelujah, a wise man who his house, glory be to God, on a rock. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He was wise enough to know that he needed to have a solid foundation, one that would not give way, one that would stay in place regardless of the conditions that would rise up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As Jesus described, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he likens them to the wise man If you hear these words and do them not, he likened you to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. That sand was not a solid foundation. It was very shaky, glory to God. It had no bearing, nothing to support or to hold up the structure. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus was saying in the manner of how the wise man constructed his house upon this rock when the rain descended. And we know some heavy rains can come down at times, pouring torrential rains. And the flood came, hallelujah, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, fell not. That house was just like a tree planted by the river of water. It could not be moved. Oh, praise be to God. But it was founded upon a rock, and it was on that solid foundation, and it did not fall. So in the spiritual sense, if we build our hope, hallelujah, on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, hallelujah, we are likened to the wise man who built his house upon that rock. And the storms of life beat upon us at times. The rains, the floods, the winds, everything coming upon us all at once. But because we are built and rooted and grounded, amen, built upon the rock Christ Jesus, glory be to God, we cannot be moved. Amen. We might sway a little with the wind, but we won't be plucked up. We won't fall down, praise the Lord, because we are built on Jesus. Amen. We have for our foundation the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. But don't be like the foolish man who didn't take into consideration the changing conditions, the flood, the wind, the rain, but built the house on the sand. And when all the wind came and the storms of life rose up, that house fell down. And in the same sense, the spiritual, those who are listening to false prophets, those who are led astray by falsehood, glory to God, they are likened to the foolish man who built his house on the sand. Glory, hallelujah. But if you don't know something, or you have some kind of thought that maybe this is not right, you need to ask the Lord. You need to seek until you find, knock until the door is opened to you. Because God wants us to know the truth. He wants us to have the truth so that we won't be lost and we won't end up like those who will say to him, Lord, Lord, in that day. Because according to Jesus, not everyone that says to him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. This can be done because of the power and the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And in his name alone, there is power. Hallelujah. In the name Amen. Of Jesus, devils flee. Glory, hallelujah. People are doing these things in the name of the Lord, but they have not built their house on the solid rock, but instead upon the sand. And because of that, even though they've done all this, prophesied in the name of the Lord, cast out devils, and in his name done these wonderful works, he's going to profess to them, saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Lord, glory to God. Ye that work iniquity. Don't let that be said about you. Go about doing something that God has not given you the authority to do. Mm-hmm. That God has not commissioned you or sent you out to do. Before you do anything, ask the Lord. Seek and knock. Glory to God. And you will come to learn the ways of God. You will come to learn what the will of God is for your life. Praise the Lord. And by building your house on this solid rock, Christ Jesus, when the winds blow, when the storms of life are raging, the floods and the billows roll, and everything is beating up against you, you'll be able to stand because you are built on Jesus Christ, the solid foundation. Glory, hallelujah. So don't let it be said of you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you. And a lot of people, they think they're all right. They think that they're all right because they're prophesying in the name of Jesus. They think they're all right because they're doing these wonderful works in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. They think they're all right because of what they're doing in the name of Jesus, but God has not sent them out. God has not commissioned them. Amen. They just took upon themselves to go about doing all these things. And in that, he does not know you. Glory be to God. But the power and the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ is what's going to deliver the souls of men, is what's going to save the souls of men. And when Jesus was teaching and he was preaching to the congregation, to the multitudes, the Bible lets us know that when Jesus had ended these things, the people were so astonished at his doctrine. Why? Because he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. They were used to the way the scribes would teach. Praise the Lord. They were used to just the ordinary, no, rather the common or the standard. But when Jesus came, teaching with authority in a way that they had never heard or witnessed before. Glory to God. They were very astonished, praise the Lord, because it had so much power and so much authority in it. And it was nothing like the scribes. It was completely set apart from anything they had ever heard or experienced before. Praise the Lord. And that's the difference when it comes to the Word of God. When it comes to the doctrine of Jesus Christ, it's like no other doctrine. Oh, glory to God. It cannot be compared to anything else.
Praise be to God. So let us take heed and let us hear the words of the Lord and also do what he says. It's terrible to hear the word and not do it and then lose out altogether. End up losing your soul because you heard the word of God, but you didn't take heed. You didn't obey the word of the Lord. You didn't keep his commandments. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let it be said of you. Oh, glory to God. Depart from me,
yes,
worker of iniquity. Don't let that be said of you. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's make sure. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's be very sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock so that we don't fall like as if we're built on the sand. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for this great opportunity. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the word of God is just so powerful. And the more I get into the word of God, the more my soul just begins to go before God and seek the Lord because I want to be found in the will of God. I don't want to spend all this time doing these things and then lose out. It's a sad thing if that should happen. This is why we have to know without a doubt. We have to have that witness on the inside. We don't have time to be professing and not possessing. We have to know with that assurance that Jesus lives in us. We have to know that he's the one who called us and gave us the authority. He's the one who sent us out. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have to know that he commissioned us to do this work, to do this ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. But don't let that happen to you. Amen. If you're unsure, please ask the Lord. Seek the Lord and knock. I mean, be diligent in going before him. Glory be to God. I thank God for the word of God. And now at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us in prayer. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word on tonight. We thank you, O Lord, for the messenger. We thank you, O Lord. Your word is truth, and we want to make sure that we are in the truth. Lord, we pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. We pray that you will touch us in a special way, O Lord. Help us to hear the word of the Lord. Help us to trust in you, to take you at your word. For there is no failure in you. We know that thou art able, O Lord, whatever the situation or the condition, we know you're able to deliver. Thou art a deliverer. Thou art a mighty God. Help us to trust in you with all our hearts and not lean to our own understanding, but teach us how to trust in you, to look to you, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to be led of thy spirit, Jesus. Help us, O Lord. Oh, my God, help us to hide thy word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to go to you, Lord, in prayer, seeking your face and calling upon your name, drawing nigh unto thee, O Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus, to keep our minds staying on you, Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, O Lord, that when we name of Jesus. Help us to speak it with authority and with power in the name of Jesus. Give us that strength and power that we need. Help us today, Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We are seeking to please you and to do your will, not our will, but we want to do thy will. We want to do what you told us to do.
Yes,
we want to go where you want us to go. We want to speak the words that you put in our mouths. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach us the more. Give us more of an understanding of thy word. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to give their life to you. Look on the souls of men, those who are suffering, those who are cast down, discouraged.
Yes, yes.
We pray that you touch them right now. Give them strength, oh Lord. Let them know there is hope in you, that you can do everything, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on this whole wide world, Lord. Oh, my God, you know
yes.
all about it.
You know.
Help your people and your strength to stand in the midst of these trying times and this troubling time. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Look
Lord,
on the speaker of the hour. Touch and bless him. Continue to send your word and your anointing. Continue to have your way in her life, Lord. Bless the broadcast. Let souls be saved. Let souls be encouraged, Lord.
Strengthened
and healed and delivered. We know you're able, and we take you at your word. Our trust is in you tonight. No other help we know. We're depending on you, Jesus. You are our trust. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon those souls, every soul that is requesting prayer. You know their petition. You know their desire. You know how to work things out. We look to you today, and we take you at your word. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast.
Thank
you
Lord,
for
Jesus.
The listeners. We thank you for the souls of men. We pray
thank
that you continue to bless. We thank you, O Lord, for what you've already done, for the souls you've already healed and delivered.
Yes,
we
yes.
thank you, O Lord, for some of those who have been delivered from the prayer list. We pray
yes,
that you
Lord.
Continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise
the
Lord. This
broadcast is into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. And she's talking about the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now hear ye the word of the Lord. And there is so much in this message. This word is powerful and it's true. We ought to hear the word of the Lord, not just as they say, let it go in one ear and out the other, but take it in. And if we hear, then we too can be like the wise man who built his house on the rock. And, you know, as she was speaking, you know, I just began to think, Jesus was different. He wasn't like the scribes, you know. He spoke with such authority that the people, they were so astonished because they were accustomed to being spoken to a different way, hearing the word come, you know, come a different way. But when Jesus spoke, it was with authority, with power. It was a difference between him and the others. And they listened. They listened. And people are listening to us as well. So we have to make sure that we are speaking the word of God and not, you know, not something that we thought or we, you know, think they want to hear or, you know, something that's nice or pleasant to their ears. But we also have to speak the words that God gives us to speak. And if we do it, it will be done with authority because that's just how the word of God is. It's powerful. It's quick. It's sharp. A beautiful message, Evangelist Hameen. And thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell.
And I want to go ahead and ask Vance, maybe if you have a mark, you may definitely give those now.
Truly, I thank the Lord for that word that came to Evangelist Amin. And the word of God is so powerful that when Jesus began to speak the words of God and teach, they took note.
They
listened, and they saw that he was speaking with authority and with power. And that's the way I want to be. I want to be able to speak the word with authority and with power, because there is power in the word. And I want to hear the word of the Lord. If we hear the word of the Lord, we will be blessed. That was a beautiful message on tonight coming through Zainab Tameen. I'm saying to her, Zainab Tameen, continue in the word of God and teach and preach and let the word of God go out. So I'm praying for you, and I want to encourage you to let the Lord have his way. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Zainab Maydell. Thank God for you. And at this time, if any other clergy are on the line and you would like to have remarks, you may do so at this time after hearing such an inspiring word of God coming forth. You know, if you would like to dial in, you are certainly welcome. We would enjoy hearing you, hearing any encouragement. And if not, we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast back over into the hands of the speaker, Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May, and also for the beautiful, encouraging, and inspiring remarks from both of you. And I just thank God for this broadcast. And I thank the Lord for everyone who has tuned in. And again, the Word of God truly is very powerful, and so many things that can be brought out concerning the word of God. And I thought about how Jesus began to teach the people, and he had this authority, and he was also very effective. And when we minister, or whatever it is we do for the Lord, we want God to have his way. We want God to be glorified. And also, if we yield ourselves completely to the Lord, if we would hear his words and be as that wise man and do all that the Lord has commanded us to do, the Lord would bless us also to be very effective in the ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. So would we thank God for the broadcast. And
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. You hear me?
Amen.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Calvary. Praise the Lord. Can I thank God for the word coming from you, Baptist? I just appreciate hearing the word on Friday night, and I just thank God for how God is using you in this ministry. And again, I just thank God for the word and the theme, hearing you, the word of the Lord, and even the thought, the title, the authority of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I say to you and even to the family of God, say to you, continue preaching, continue letting people know. I believe and I feel that, yes, we are living in the last days. We got to continue persevering, continue standing on the word of God. I just feel thankful to hear my wife and I. We listen to you and Badges and Badger Cadiz and Maybell. We are here listening to you, and I'm just so thankful to hear you on Friday night. Thank God. Thank God for you.
Thank
Be encouraged. Lord. And I love you. I love this ministry. I'm praying for you. And keep me in your prayer.
Thank
you.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank God for you, Pastor Calloway.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Calloway, Pastor Calloway, praise be to God. I'm so happy to hear your voice tonight.
Amen.
And he is the pastor of Deliverance Temple, Holiness Church of God in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and also his beautiful companion, Elder Sister Calloway. We thank God for her also. We thank God for all of Holy Temple. I mean, all of Deliverance Temple. We thank you for your prayers and for your support, and I truly enjoyed those beautiful remarks coming through you. Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else? If not, then we do thank God for this broadcast tonight. Vandice May, do you have anything additional?
Just that, yes, thank the Lord for what he did for my dad.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Raise yes, him Lord. Up, strengthen him. I tell you, we've been around here eating.
Yeah, that's all
thank
right.
You, Lord. Got an appetite now.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm happy about that.
Bless it.
Praise God.
Before that, wasn't eating or drinking. Water and fluids, you know.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen. You know, I mean, right now, I'm ready to give God some praise. You know, we can take a few seconds and just take a few seconds and just give God some praise right now together.
Yes, Lord.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's
the name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, your holy name,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
God. I thank God because he truly is worthy of the praise at all times.
Yes, Lord.
And I just want to take out more time just to praise him for his mighty acts, his works, everything
Amen.
He's doing.
Amen.
Just to give God the praise. And this is joy night anyway,
Amen.
Friday night. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's praise him. And let's keep on praising. Amen. Evangelist
yes.
Khadija, you have anything you want to add?
Not at this time, but I give God the glory. Thank God for the
yes.
beautiful work that he did.
Yeah.
That's, yes. He didn't
Amen.
Have to
yes,
thank you.
Is.
Jesus.
Glory
yes.
to
God in the highest. Fair work.
Yes.
Yes, it does. That's right.
Amen. Prayer work. Praise
Amen.
God.
And we had Sister Rhoda.
Yes.
Yes, she prayed. Mm-hmm. I tell you, that's she prayed. She prayed.
Thank you.
Yes, she burned. Bind that devil.
That's all right. Glory be to God.
All right. Good time.
Mighty
and also,
God.
I want to ask everyone to pray for the Edmund family because even though he was sick, the Lord spared him. But his wife was taken, so
Amen.
Yeah. We're going to pray. Pray for the
praying.
Family.
Amen.
For
we are praying.
Oh, yes. We want to pray for the Williams family, Williams Edmund family.
Williams Edmund family. Okay. Amen.
The bereaved
Williams
Edmund family.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in prayer, one for another, and also for those on the prayer list and for the bereaved Williams Edmund family and all the other bereaved families. We thank God for all things. And if there's nothing else at this time, forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will, for our live broadcast. Until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Praise be to God. Let us hear the word of the Lord and obey his word and be found in his will. God bless you and good night.